All right, welcome back inside our Proactive Newsroom. And joining me now is Dan Blundell, the CEO of Nano One Materials. And Dan, it's good to see you again. How are you?
Great to be back, Steve. Thank you.
Yeah, big acquisition this morning from the company, spending just over $10 million to purchase a company called Johnson Matthey Battery Materials Canada. So just before we get into sort of, you know, the reasoning behind this, tell me a little bit about this company.
Well, Johnson Matthey is an old company. It's been around for a long time in the precious metal space, and had a stint in batteries and battery materials. They announced an exit of that space in November last year, and we started into this kind of into the acquisition process. They have a number of different parts of the business. The one that we were interested in is the one in Quebec, where they are the only LFP production facility in North America, and we believe it's a tremendous opportunity to kickstart our LFP initiative here in North America.
Yeah, let's talk a little bit more about that. Are they turnkey? Like you literally go in and you're ready to go?
No, it doesn't quite work like that. Johnson Matthey have a bunch of contractual obligations with customers that they need to fulfill over the coming months. So the transition won't happen until they've completed those contracts. Once the contracts are completed, we will have access to their, of course, to their customer base, and we will begin looking at commercial opportunities with their customers, and we'll be looking how our technology can improve the economics and the profitability there. And so we'll be looking to bring our know-how and knowledge that we've developed here in BC to commercial scale in Quebec at this facility.
Dan, just for investors, what does this mean for Nano One, a step like this?
Well, listen, I think what's most important to us at the facility, it's in Candiac, Quebec, which is just southeast of the center of Montreal. The people and know-how at Candiac, we calculate it to be somewhere in the region of 350 years of commercial production experience. So they bring a component of production DNA that we do not have at Nano One. Very complementary. We have the R&D development DNA, and now we have the production DNA. So it's going to really enable us to bridge the learning gap that would otherwise be required as you scale up and commercialize. So they bring the learning, the know-how, the expertise, the systems that are needed to manufacture, let's say for the automotive sector, but they're also the equipment, the land, the building really helps us move quickly, particularly at a time when supply chains are tight. It's hard to get equipment. It's hard to even get used equipment, let alone steel and stuff like that. So this really does help us leapfrog those particular challenges in scaling up our activities.
Yeah. Just really quickly on that, the speed of it, it takes, are you talking about taking off years or taking off months?
Years. It definitely takes years in the overall effort to commercialize their technology. And look, it takes, if we were to sort of build that knowledge organically, it would take many, many years, decades, obviously, to meet the 360 years that we're kind of bringing in with this team. So it's a tremendous boost to our team, and will complement very much what we're doing here in BC.
Yeah. Dan, you just know so much. I feel like you have 360 years of knowledge. So there you have it. Thanks, friend. Great to talk to you. Congratulations. That's very exciting. And we look forward to following this as this continues to develop. So appreciate the time.
Yeah. Thank you, Steve. And have a great day.
Yeah. You as well. Dan Blundell, the CEO of Nano One.